quorum?
Yes, we have 5 members, and that's quorum. We're still waiting for Brigham, who's supposed to be joining, but we can begin because we have quorum.
You know how I feel about starting right on time. So, thank you everyone for joining this morning. Happy June. I'm happy to be back in the country after 3 weeks in Greece and Turkey. I've missed you all. And Jeremy, I have missed real American beef. So I'm so happy to be back in the Traegerhood. We have a incentive to get through today, but before we start, if there are no objections, we'll adopt a motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting we had on May 14th. Hearing no objections, we'll approve those minutes so we can be super efficient. Wow, this is a new agenda. It's beautiful. Thank you. I love it. I'm going to pass the control of the floor to Jesse Turley, who's the chair of the incentive committee and who always does such a great job with his team.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have just one incentive to discuss today, Lunar Resources, and Liesl is going to go ahead and give us our introduction. After that, we'll turn it over to you, Elliot, for a presentation on Lunar Resources. So, Liesl, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is really exciting. And Elliot has just been such a pleasure to work with over the last about year. So I'm really excited for this project to be moving forward. We're looking at an aerospace and defense company, but they make pulse power systems. And Elliot can go into what that means and why the technology is so cool. But we're looking at Salt Lake County, CapEx of about $85 million, 100 jobs, which this is just the jobs that qualify for the incentive. We're looking at about 450 jobs being created over the life of the project. And then those 100 jobs, the average wage, $219,480. And then I do just want to reiterate and highlight the creation of a new training program through MTech that Jordan Hill and Elliot have been working with Talent Ready Utah on, and how that will ultimately benefit the aerospace and defense community and also the life science community moving forward, which is really exciting.
Thank you, Liesl. Elliot, we'll turn it to you for a brief presentation.
Yeah, thank you, board. Did you want me to share my screen?
That would be
Thank you.
great.
All right, can everyone see this?
Yes.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Elliot Carroll, CEO of Lunar Resources. We are a spin-out from NASA founded in 2018 to make America a space industrial nation. We're currently headquartered in Houston, Texas, and we are the leaders in pulse power devices and systems, having developed our new Helix Driver. And we are currently in the process of commercializing this Helix Driver across various industries in both space and on Earth, primarily focusing on defense and national security, oil, gas, and geothermal, power transmission, and industrial power supplies. Our operations in Utah will primarily be focused on our defense technologies. Currently, there is massive organic and new demand for directed energy systems to face new threats, including drones, unmanned surface vehicles on the waters, unmanned ground vehicles on land. To meet these threats, our armed services require new technologies and systems. Our unique Helix Driver power supply technology allows for directed energy systems to be reduced by almost an order of magnitude in size, as well as cost. And our primary platforms that we're focused on developing our technologies for include both drones, infantry soldiers, vessels and vehicles, and infrastructure. So this facility that we're operations we're talking about in Utah will be, I believe, the largest directed energy facility in the United States, supporting both the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Missile Defense Agency. Here is the new facility. It will It will be the largest factory for number one, making directed energy weapons, high voltage capacitors, and high power magnetrons in the United States. The first phase of the factory will be over 100,000 square feet and will provide over 400 jobs. And we are partnering with both Utah technical colleges and universities, as well as a variety of veteran job programs. So I will pause there and see if you have any questions.
Thank you, Elliot. Any questions from members of the board for Elliot?
Just, it's a beautiful building, Elliot.
Thank you. The renderings are still being developed, so this might change a little bit because this actually didn't have enough square feet. So, but it will be very similar to this.
And thank you. We had a great opportunity within the incentives committee to talk through significant details here, and we're excited for Elliot to be able to come, and thank you for what you're doing for our country. Any other questions or comments for Elliot before we read the motion? Perfect. Kelly, can we go ahead and present the motion?
Yes. The Governor's Office of Economic Development Board recommends Lunar Resources Incorporated for an EDFIT post-performance refundable tax incentive. This incentive is not to exceed 10 years and a 30% rebate in state tax paid on new state tax revenue above the baseline established for the preceding 12 months. New state revenue is projected to be $47,335,857 over 10 years.
Thank you, Kelly. Who would like to make the motion?
All motion.
Thank you, Jeremy. Who would like to second?
I'll make the second motion.
Thank you, Jerry. Can we take a roll call, please, Kelly?
Roll call.
Yes, please.
Jerry?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Congratulations. Motion passes. Elliot, we're excited for your expansion here. Let's go ahead and give him a round of applause.
Thank you. We look forward to working with you.
Awesome, Elliot.
Thank you.
With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Kelly, who's on point for LS Electric?
LS Electric is just a name change. Here's a picture of their building with a new name. We approved them as MCM Engineering 2 in January, so just reading an updated motion for contract purposes.
Okay. Any questions from anyone about this? It's pretty simple. Okay. Will you read the motion, please?
The Governor's Office of Economic Development Board recommends LS Electric Utah Incorporated, formerly MCM Engineering 2 Incorporated, for a rented post-performance refundable tax incentive. This incentive is not to exceed 10 years and a 30% rebate in state tax paid on new state tax revenue above the baseline established for the preceding 12 months. New state revenue is projected to be $12,002,785 over 10 years.
And this reads exactly as the original motion, just with the name change.
Correct.
Who would like to make the motion?
I
I'll
will.
make the motion. This is Clint.
Sorry.
Jerry, you comfortable seconding
You
it?
bet.
So Clint, Jerry, any other questions or discussion about this? Kelly, please read the roll call.
Jerry?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes, motion passes. And
Okay.
then, Kelly, you want to give us an update on the ed zones or economic zones?
Yeah, we have a total of 11 that are ready for board approval. These just mean that they've already been board approved. We were waiting for a physical address, which is needed for to establish the economic development zone. And now that we have those, it just requires board approval. So we have 11. I believe, Todd, we can just go through and
Yeah.
read through them all, and then the board can vote on them all at the end.
Just one vote. If for some reason someone objected to one of them, then we would pull that one out and have a separate vote for it. But I don't anticipate anybody will object.
Okay.
Well, we got to give you something to do, Todd.
I know it would be exciting for me if someone objected, but
I'd be happy to object.
So, Kelly, will you roll through the administrative list and then we'll see if, and please, if anyone does have objections, we want you to speak up. So, but Kelly, if you'll roll and then we'll see where we're at.
Okay. And Todd, I have to read through the full motion for all of them.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Approve the creation of an economic development zone for Hill Air Force Base and support their letter of request detailing the expansion of Northrop Grumman Corporation at Ogden Air Logistics Center, Hill Air Force Base, Utah 84056. Second one, approve the creation of an economic development zone for Hill Air Force Base and support their letter of request detailing the expansion of Northrop Grumman Corporation at 6070 Gum Lane, Hill Air Force Base, Utah 84056. Motion three, approve the creation of an economic development zone for Hill Air Force Base in support of their letter of request detailing the expansion of Northrop Grumman Corporation at 7240 Southgate Avenue, Building 237, Hill Air Force Base, Utah, 84056. Motion four, approve the creation of an economic development zone for Hill Air Force Base in support of their letter of request detailing the expansion of Northrop Grumman Corporation at 7496 Canberra Drive, Hill Air Force Base, Utah, 84056. Motion five, approve the creation of economic development zone for Hill Air Force Base and support their letter of request detailing the expansion of Northrop Grumman Corporation at 5816 D Avenue, Hill Air Force Base, Utah, 84056. Motion six, approve the creation of an economic development zone for Hill Air Force Base and support their letter of request detailing the expansion of Northrop Grumman Corporation at 6081 Gum Lane, Hill Air Force Base, Utah, 84056. Motion eight, approve the creation of economic development zone for Ogden in support of their letter of request detailing the expansion of Northrop Grumman Corporation at 890 Ogden Canyon Road, Ogden, Utah, 84401. Motion nine, approve the creation of economic development zone for Provo in support of their letter of request detailing the expansion of Breeze Aviation Group Incorporated at 1331 Skyway, Provo, Utah, 84601. Motion 10, approve the creation of economic development zone for Tooele in support of their letter request detailing the expansion of J.B. Hunt Transport Incorporated at 1392 West James Way, Tooele, Utah, 84074. And motion 11, approve the creation of an economic development zone for Clearfield in support of their letter of request detailing the expansion of KBR Wild Services, LLC at 1725 East, 1450 South, Suite 140, Clearfield, Utah, 84015.
This has to be the most zones we've approved in one meeting.
Yeah.
Who would like to make the motion for these 11 motion with the addresses as described?
I'll motion.
Thank you, Jay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion or anyone who feels strongly that they are not going to be able to support this? Okay, because I wanted to ask before I take the roll call, because it would be painful to take the roll call and then have to do it all again. So, Kelly, can you please run the roll call so we can register the vote?
Jerry.
Yes.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Clint.
Yes.
Jesse.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes. All 11 pass.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Okay.
That's passed.
Okay.
Have we looked at your idea in the past about making the entire state an economic development zone so that we're not going through this over and over and over?
This was my idea. It's like, look, it's procedurally, I understand what we're trying to do, but we end up giving everybody the edge. Why can't we just do like a big blanket?
It's
Todd? Todd?
The short answer is we have to amend the code.
Okay. So can't you do that?
I'll work on that, sure. We'll get back to you by the next standing session.
I'd like to make a motion that Todd amends the code.
I wish you had that kind of authority, Jesse.
Oh, okay.
I wish you had the power, but I don't.
So we're just looking for straight lines, Todd, right? And I'm very protective of this board's time and GOED's time. And I understand why we're doing it, but if we could fix it on the front end, then... I mean, because we end up doing it for everybody. Have we never not done it?
Yeah, the way the code's written, the request to create an economic zone is supposed to come from the local municipality or county. And then it comes to GOED, all of you, for your review and for approval. And then it can become effective after that. That's just the way the code is written. Could some codes be written differently and maybe better? Perhaps we'd be happy to look into that. And that's see what
I think,
Madam Chair, you'll change your mind when we are putting a landfill next to your house and with that address, and then you'll be like, wait a second, I want to. Or there's something you wouldn't want to see. I'm just saying.
Well, wouldn't we have to approve it? We would have to approve it anyway.
Nice try, Lance.
So if we approved it, then it should automatically be an ed zone.
If we're giving it an incentive, so if the team could just look at it, it would be there must be some reasonable accommodation because we're looking at incentives. We're trying to make everything better. So you know how I feel about weird work, right?
Okay. We'll definitely work on that. Yeah.
Jesse, good question. Any other questions before we roll to Jefferson's update? Jeff, I haven't seen you for ages.
I guess it was I here not last time? I guess not. I was traveling. Good to see you.
You've been traveling since Christmas, so please go ahead.
Yes, my wife. That's true, actually. yeah, we did have a great trade mission to Ireland, and then I was in D.C. for a wedding, but... yeah, thank you all. I just want to say thanks to those that could make it. I know everybody's schedules are crazy, but we did have a great launch with the strategic plan. I wanted to really make sure you all knew the conversations. When we had those discussions for that strategic planning meeting, we've incorporated a lot of that into the plan, and I hope you were able to see that in the plan, talking about outbound, talking about how we come up with the right criteria, stress testing, Jesse, I know it's something that you had brought up, putting in metrics around the quality of life index in terms of housing, air quality, all of these other factors that I think are important that we maybe haven't had as part of our measurement. We now have that as part of the strategic plan. And I think the perception that we had from a lot of folks was this is a little different than they've seen in the past in terms of the focus and kind of where we're headed as a state on economic development. And again, a lot of that is because of the great feedback we received from you. So just want to say thank you for that feedback. And again, as far as I could tell, we had an incredible launch. Our marketing team did amazing work, pulling it together in terms of getting all the right people there and presented it very well. I don't know if anybody else has any feedback on that. Tara, you were pretty involved in that. Any thoughts on other issues with the plan that we could share with them?
No, I think you showed it all. So, I don't have any additional comments. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was it. That's all I got, Chair.
Any questions for Jeff and the team?
Comment. I love the new direction.
Yeah, and I've had a number of folks in the community reach out to me and said they're pleased with some of the changes that they've seen, pleased with the name change, which was funny to me, and also that more people asking me about how they can be part of the program. So I just send everyone to you guys.
Cool.
Love it.
All right. With that, y'all super efficient for a June. I love that. So, Kelly, our next meeting, we have one scheduled for July.
We do, July 9th. We do not currently have one scheduled, though, for August.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then is there the One Utah Summit? Is that those invitations gone out? Make sure we get people that like to be there.
Yeah, I was looking for Marcus, but we're working on it, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
If there's anybody that you know we should reach out to, let us know. But we've got, I think, a decent list of folks that we're engaging with.
Good. Good.
And Madam Chair, when does our new member get sworn in?
Well, he's a celebrity, so when's he around, you guys?
The June 17th is the Senate confirmation, and so next week.
So perfect. One thing about our new member, most people don't know, he's actually has a number of patents and technology that he's developed over the years that... So life-saving, and he's not a big bragger about his skill set. I'm, of course, talking about Nate Walkinshaw. But the work that he's done for power and batteries is amazing. But he actually has a long pedigree of developing products. And he's a kid from Rose Park. So I love that he's a self-made guy with no help from really many people. So he's going to be a great addition to the team. And I just love and adore him, too. So Okay, everyone, thank you so much. I appreciate all your time and all the prep work to get in here. And Elliot, congratulations. We're excited to keep working with you, my friend.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thanks,
Thanks,
everyone.
guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How you doing? Good to have the love.
Yeah, like 2.5 weeks.
Right?
Like, I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired of the news.
Yeah,
But I was like, so just wanted to know if you were really my girlfriend. And I have to.
Oh, snap.
So, I just can't solve it.
Yeah. Showed up yesterday looking like a. What's your phone? Backstreet's back? Right there. Hat on backwards. To rub it in. I'm sitting with you all day and lights are rolling.
Is that Jeff?
Yes, you can. You can say, I want to do fun stuff. Here's a chance, man. Please let me have it.
You actually.